Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's programme for May the 10th. I'm Julia Slater in Bern. In Bern now, but last week I was on my travels.
Next stop, Geneva Airport. This is the final destination.
I may have got out at the airport, but I didn't fly off to some exotic location. There's not just planes here, there's the Palexpo Exhibition Hall. And it was hosting one of my favourite events of the year, the Salon du Livre, or Geneva Book Fair. This is a book fair, not a hushed library. And if you want children to read, catch them young. I spoke to a teacher who had brought a class of 7 and 8-year-olds from Gland, about 30 kilometres up the lake.
I've been coming with my class for several years because I think that coming to a fair like this means showing them the pleasure of reading, the pleasure of handling books, looking at them. We came last year, and this year they asked to come back.
Someone else who's keen on getting children interested in books is Dominique Savio, who's convinced that his lire kit instrument is the answer.
C'est juste révolutionnaire.
It's simply revolutionary. Pure happiness. It will be the product that conquers the 21st century and which will restore the prestige of children's books.
Well, but what is it? It's a listening device which at first glance looks like a mobile phone. The idea is that the child can look at the book and hear someone reading it. And that someone can be living on the other side of the world because the recording can be downloaded. The books have also been translated into about 15 languages, including those spoken by different immigrant communities.
I want to recreate human relationships. Perhaps big brother reading to little brother. That's something children adore. The thing is, you can hear the voice of someone you love and who loves you reading to you in your own language. It's an amazing way to make reading fun.
Next port of call, something completely different. It looks like a large vending machine, and in fact it's not that dissimilar. It's an automatic library, a Bulgarian invention from a company called Euroroot Limited.
With this machine, people can use the library 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's really practical. Using their reader's ticket, they can borrow and return books. It's all completely automated.
That was Venceslav Papurov, who had come to Geneva to present the machine. He keyed in the name of a book, and indeed, after a few seconds, the machine duly presented it to us. Efficient. But who actually needs such a thing?
Quite a lot of people here in Switzerland have expressed interest. They say they like going to the library, but the opening hours are very limited. Some of them even said, please contact our library and get them to buy one of these machines. It would be very useful.
Now then, what's this? In the midst of all the bustle, a man stretched out comfortably on a lounger with what looks like a small, slightly squashed, bright green rucksack on his lap. When I look more closely, I see that he's reading.
I've come here to introduce quite a new concept for Switzerland. I would say a book support, but actually it's the book support. It's the only one in the world that actually works in any circumstances.
There's a little shelf you rest your book on, or indeed your iPad or tablet or e-reader or laptop. It's stuffed with polystyrene, so it's very light, and it can double up as a travel pillow as well, he assured me. But I can't let it go at that. The proof of the pudding, as they say.
Did you start that book just today when you came?
Yeah, but actually I'm at this page.
What page is that? Page 25?
Yes, but I've been reading...
He fished out another tome from under his lounger.
Half of this book since yesterday.
So how many pages was that?
Well, 250.
Not a bad job he's got there, really. I wouldn't mind doing that. There are all kinds of other things going on at the fair. A cookery demonstration with tasting session promoting a cookery magazine.
Donc là, vous avez le ragout au garam masala aux épices douces, donc qui est...
A storyteller with musical accompaniment.
Et déjà la voix s'échappe de la brume qui lui dit. Alors,
there's even a dictation. Strange how something I really hated when I had to do them at school is simply fun now that it doesn't matter. I fear I fell into every trap, but I did learn something I didn't know. That just as Bern, whose coat of arms features a bear, has always had a bear pit, so Geneva, whose coat of arms includes a half-eagle, used to keep cages of the birds, until the invading French army freed them in 1798. Now then, back to those children. As you wander round, you have to be careful not to trip over them. They sprawl over the floor in the passageways between the stands, oblivious to other visitors, filling in huge charts. They're taking part in the book fair treasure hunt. This year, the theme is water. They have to find the answer to various questions, and at the end they get a gift.
Question number one is to observe which energy is leading the whole water process, and the answer is solar energy. So it's a little bit of science, a little bit of biology, and so on.
And where do they find the answers?
They find them on panels where there is a little explanation about the whole process in mostly simplified words so that they can understand quite a complicated process.
That was Alexia Bosco, who was handing out charts and pencils. Some 10,000 charts she had in all for the 5 days of the fair. I can see the treasure hunt is fun, but does it really have much to do with encouraging children to read?
I think they'll look at the books as well, because all the activities they have to do are in the stands where books are sold and placed.
Seven-year-old Richard was going round with his mother, Yolanda, who's a great fan of the book fair. And they're both fans of the treasure hunt. I asked him why.
Well, you pass by everywhere. You can look at books when you're passing to get the things and you learn things.
Is it easy or...?
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's kind of easy.
And do you think you learn anything by doing the treasure hunt?
Yes, from the questions I learned things I didn't know, and I found out of the density of volumes.
We went to a stand that's run by the University of Geneva, and you actually meet students there, and they run a few experiments. He enjoyed particularly the experiment, volume and density, and different types of wood blocks that all have the same form. But, of course, will they float or won't they float depends on their density.
The two of them are keen readers. Yolanda told me what she liked about the fair in general.
I do like to just kind of see books that are being presented. Occasionally I've bought stuff that I haven't found in bookshops. So it's just kind of sometimes nice to get an idea of, oh, this has come out, and that could be quite nice for the future. I like the theme. They've got a host country, that they're promoting, and I enjoy finding out a little bit more about that. And I'm sometimes really, really amazed at just, the amount of just information you can get from, personal development, studies, just general knowledge, and of course it's a huge amount of fiction.
For 14-year-old Danny, originally from Australia, now living in Gland, it was the second time he'd been at the fair. He'd come with his school.
It's very cool, because I like books, and so this area is kind of book heaven, you could call it.
What kind of books do you buy?
Novels, and sometimes comic books. We're supposed to buy at least one book, so we have about 40 francs, I think, right, to spend. And, I'm looking for a documentary about some animals either from Australia or US. I'm also interested in some of the animals from Antarctica.
There aren't many animals in Antarctica, are there?
Well, my favourite animals are penguins.
And are you going to buy this book in French or in English?
I hope it's in French, because I'm still learning it. I'm not fluent in it yet, so I have to read some French.
And that was Danny's 12-year-old fellow pupil, Vladimir. Was actually Russian, as you probably didn't guess. Books need readers, but they also need writers. And there were writers in plenty, many of them sitting waiting, with greater or lesser success, to sign copies of their works for their fans. But not all of them. This one was buying books for his children.
My name is Paulo Levy. I'm from Brazil, and I was invited from Varaldo Brasil to release my books here. I'm an author, police novel author.
And are you presenting your own books yourself?
Yes, I'm presenting tomorrow at 6 p.m. here at Varaldo Brasil's stand, and on Friday on 3 p.m.
So, and you're signing the books or you're talking about them?
I'm actually signing the books, and if there's enough people, we can talk about it too. Why not? The police genre is a genre that everybody likes, so I expect to have some people there.
And are your books translated?
Not yet. That's one of the reasons I'm coming here too, because I may find some agent or a publishing house that may get interested in translating my books to French or English or German. Who knows?
I was looking out all day for one of my favourite Swiss authors, and finally I caught sight of him heading for one of the few German language stands, accompanied by his French translator. It was Arno Kamenisch, who writes in German and Romansh, and whose Graubünden trilogy has won numerous prizes. The last volume has just come out in French, which was why he was at the Geneva Fair. And incidentally, the first book of the trilogy is due out in English in the US in a few months' time. I asked him what he gets from occasions like this.
You're always alone writing, so I enjoy, in a way, festivals just to get to know other things and to meet people. And there are many readers who like to talk to you, and I enjoy that.
Whenever I see you, you always look a bit, how can I say it, mischievous, that you are always looking at people and getting ideas for your next thing you're going to write. Is that true?
It's the thing, you can never stop what happens in your head. So it goes on, and everything, every place you are, you are thinking of the new text. So I'm enjoying that too, to look at, watch at the people.
The last person on my list was another best-selling writer, though of a very different kind. Someone familiar to faithful readers of swissinfo.ch, Dicken Buys, author of Swiss Watching and Swiss Eleni. I asked him if he'd been to the fair before.
I came 3 years ago when my first book was first published, even though it was in English. In those days, Salon du Livre had English books, and so I came along to do a book signing.
And how did it go?
It went really well. I mean, it was a bit of a novelty. The book hadn't had any press really at that stage. And so it was just interesting to see people think, oh, a nice new book about Switzerland. Whereas when I did the London Book Fair, it had already been out a while. And so people came along because they knew about the book.
Do you get a buzz about these book fairs? Or do you think, oh, it's just something I've got to do? Or
it's hard for me here because my French is terrible. So in London and Frankfurt, it's easier because I speak English and German, whereas here I feel a little bit lost. And so it's hard to get a buzz when you don't really understand anything that's going on around you. And it is partly work and it is partly fun.
Well, I guess the fair was partly work and partly fun for me too. In between speaking to people, I managed to accumulate a fair few books. I then spent a happy couple of hours poring over them in the train back to Bern, putting out of my mind the problem of how on earth I was going to squeeze them into my already overcrowded bookshelves at home. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. For news and background about Switzerland, do visit our website, www.swissinfo.ch. And to play us out, who better than the Beatles with Paperback Writer? Tune in again next week. I'm Julia Slater.
Paperback Writer!